At Total Wine & More, find the best gifts for everyone on your list, whether it's a Cabernet for sis or a single barrel bourbon that dad will love. With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More. Spirits not sold in Virginia and North Carolina. Drink responsibly. B21. Where can you find the best gifts at great low prices that everyone will love? At Total Wine & More, of course, with so many great bottles to choose from. Find something for everyone on your list, whether it's a Cabernet for your sis, sparkling wine for a coworker, or a single barrel bourbon for dad. And if you need any help, just ask one of their friendly guides for advice. With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More. Spirits not sold in Virginia and North Carolina. Drink responsibly. B21.
You chomp them or do you separate them?
I chomp. I don't separate. Yeah. Nope. I'm not a dipper. I'm not a separator. Just a sleeve of golden Oreos and I'm set. And a jug of water.
Hey, everyone. I'm Kristen McGlory, lifelong Genius Hunter. On this show, I have been lucky to speak with talented cookbook authors and chefs about their iconic recipes, but we've also chatted about other things, like their all-time favorite snacks. Here are some of our favorite moments from some voices you might recognize.
What is your all-time favorite snack?
Ooh, okay. It's gonna sound so lame, but Trader Joe's has their specific brand of kettle corn. So what I'll do is I'll grab this like delightfully airy, salty, sweet kettle corn, and then I'll crush up some seaweed strips. And then mix it into the kettle corn. So it's just the right amount of like salty, sweet, but also like not just a flat level of salt. It's both got this like really fresh oceanic salinity to it, but it's also not too, it doesn't make you feel like you're just in the salt fields. You know, you're not losing every bit of hydration that you have.
That sounds amazing. And what do you like to drink with it?
Ooh, see, you're gonna get me in trouble already. So I typically like to do either a limeade. Bon Appetit has a recipe for minty limeade that I just obsess over. Or I'll just do something as simple as like a water or, you know, a seltzer beverage. We are very refined.
I love ice cream. I always have loved ice cream. I grew up in a house where we had a specific freezer for ice cream. My dad was a freezer outside on the patio. I grew up in Los Angeles, so we had like a little freezer out by the pool and or in a little cabana outside of the pool, and we kept lots and lots of ice cream, and I still love it. And it's still ice cream is still a huge source of inspiration for me for flavors. I love when I travel, I like to go to an ice cream shop and see what new flavors they're adding. And I've created some really fun recipes out of ice cream flavors.
Like what?
Like, I started obsessing over rice when I was working on this cookbook, because it's such a big part of Southern culture, rice. It goes, obviously has a great important history. And there was a ice cream shop in Los Angeles, and they did actually a vegan ice cream with rice. So one of my favorite recipes is the toasted rice panna cotta. And that was definitely inspired by that ice cream.
And I love the idea of rice as a flavor.
Yes. Oh, it's a great flavor. It's very floral. It's delicious. If I'm alone, it's me and the little pint of chocolate icing and a big spoon. And I'm a happy girl.
My favorite snack is an Oreo, a golden Oreo. I know people don't appreciate golden Oreos enough, but I went through this phase in like high school, college, where I was convinced that if I wasn't feeling well, Oreos would cure me. And it's not a phase because I actually still believe it a little bit. Like if I am not feeling well, if I'm feeling sick, I will eat like 10 Oreos, 10 golden Oreos, nothing else, just like a lot of water and 10 Oreos, and I feel better. And so they're like my nostalgic snack, and I treat myself to them every often, and I also feel like they cure me.
That's amazing. It's the dopamine maybe of getting to have something that you enjoy so much.
I guess that's it. I mean, I also drink a lot of water when I eat 10 Oreos, so I feel like maybe I'm just like dehydrated and that's the real problem, but those are like kind of my vice and my favorite snack.
I completely believe you. Getting through the first Genius Cookbook, I relied a lot on cookie cereal, which was Tate's cookies crushed up in a bowl with milk. And I did feel like it was a true meal, and I felt amazing afterward.
Yeah. There's something, it's like not nourishing, but you do feel like satisfied in like a real way.
Yeah, it's soul nourishing.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, that's perfect. I love that. I love that it's with water too. Not with, like, usually, you know, you'd dip the Oreos in milk, or everyone has a different way they eat Oreos, I guess, but I pictured like dunking them in milk to get them to a certain
crisp. Yeah, I'm not a dipper. No, never have been.
You chomp them or do you separate them?
I chomp. I don't separate. Yeah, no, I'm not a dipper. I'm not a separator. Just a sleeve of golden Oreos and I'm set. And a jug of water.
What is your all-time favorite snack?
It's this Korean cracker called korebap, which means whale food. They're these adorable little sea critter-shaped crackers, and they're kind of dusted in this like umami powder that's based in a tomato powder, like dehydrated tomato. So it just really has that tomato flavor, which is really delicious. And it comes in a king size, and so it's a little larger. They're really delicious.
How do you eat them? Just straight up?
It's important to eat them really quickly. And then, because at the end, there's like this dust on the bottom, and you just sort of like tumble them into your mouth. And then you lick your fingers, because that umami dust is like all over your fingers. What's really hard, though, is I don't think the packaging has any English on it. So you kind of just have to look at the bag and know that they're awesome. But they're definitely the best. Mm-hmm. Korean chip, in my opinion.
My all-time favorite snack might be, it's so basic, but I love crackers with like a little bit of mayonnaise and then like salami or like some type of like deli meat, whatever I have in the fridge. I like something like really salty and a little crunchy.
What kind of crackers?
Lately, I've been into like the classic just water crackers. Like those are like surprisingly just like so good and satisfying.
I am always curious because I also love crackers. I also like, but I don't feel like I have a strong brand affinity to like a certain kind of cracker. So
yeah, I agree.
It's but like... I feel like it's a really important part.
Yeah, yeah. Just like whatever. It's just like it's more about texture for me. I like really thin and like crisp crackers. I don't like, sometimes the crackers that have like figs in it are good, but like it has like a little chew to it. And that's not my favorite texture in a cracker.
And what about like a buttery crumbly kind, like a Ritz?
Those are really good too. I love a Ritz cracker or like a Keebler cracker with like, you know, like fake or imitation crab salad. That was like a snack my mom made for us all the time. So essentially something on your cracker is my favorite snack.
What is your all-time favorite snack?
Popcorn.
Popcorn. Anything specific on it?
Very salty, not a lot of butter.
Oh, okay. How do you get the salt to stick?
Put a lot of it. Don't be shy. And also make it with a lot of oil.
Oh, a lot of oil in the pan?
Mm-hmm. And while what you salt before it cools down, like hot from the pot.
Mm-hmm. And like fine sea salt or kosher salt?
Kosher. Kosher has a good spread, so that's nice.
Mm-hmm.
Every day around 3:30 p.m., I have to get out the honey mustard pretzels from nuts.com. They're basically like big pretzels that are coated with honey mustard, and they're just a mess, and they're so delicious.
All by themselves or with anything else?
That's it. Sometimes if I want something sweet, then I'll follow it up with strawberry laces from nuts.com, which is like just shoelaces of strawberry fake sugar. Neither of these things are like real food, but they're so delicious.
Definitely has to be crudité and a dip. Like I'm just such a big raw vegetable person. Mm-hmm. So definitely my favorite snack ever. Any type of like raw vegetable with a dip.
Any particular dip?
Like ranch. I'm from Jersey, you know?
Like from the bottle, from the grocery store, or like from the packet or homemade?
Oh my gosh. You know, it's the jar, you know, like Hidden Valley Ranch. Like that's what I grew up with and I love it. I like, love dipping my french fries in it, you know, just anything. But, you know, I try to make my own dip sometimes, but let's be real, I don't have time for that. So, mm-hmm. you know, the jar really works out.
Love it. I just had two genius dips go out today from Sheldon Simeon, and they're amazing. And the very simplest version of them is like two or three ingredients each. One is a shoyu dip with soy sauce and mayonnaise, and he kind of like chefs it up a little bit, but just that was like his dad's basic dip. And then the other one is a kimchi dip, which is like kimchi and cream cheese and a little bit of sour cream. And they both were like staple Hawaiian dips in his family.
I love it.
So I just wanted to share that. Like
Kimchi dip, like what? So I do actually do like a kimchi French onion dip. When we do it for our restaurants and it has to be fancy, then we do like caramelized kimchi and I'll add that to sour cream. So like that's my kimchi dip recipe, but the kimchi cream cheese situation, like what? I got to try that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
And he puts like crunchy fried garlic on top and it's a good one. And not too much more work than just opening the Hidden Valley Ranch a little bit.
A tiny bit. I mean, usually I have kimchi anyway and cream cheese. So that might be my next go-to.
Oh gosh. If I have to have, it's really splurging. I love samosas. Mm. I have a weakness for it. Samosa is like a, I don't know, it's become now national. Everybody knows about it. Even, you know, supermarkets are starting to carry it. And that is really a pastry with a filling of potatoes with ginger and cumin and a spice mix called garam masala. Mm-hmm. And it's mixed with the potatoes, boiled potatoes. And it has a little bit of turmeric and cilantro and, of course, a little green chili and red chili and all that. And this potato, sometimes they add some green peas also, and that is stuffed into these dough, which is, of course, handmade dough. You can use, wonton dough, but usually Indians always make their own dough, Indian chefs. And you make them into a triangle. Puffy triangles, and that's what they look like, samosas. And they are deep fried, and they are just amazing. You can make a meal of it. I love that. And I love tamarind chutney to go with it.
I was wondering.
It's so tasty. And because it's kind of sweetish, sour, tamarind chutney has certain ingredients which I love, which is black salt, which has this kind of a unusual taste, which some people call it a quiet taste. It's a sulfur ingredient, and I like that, and also it has mango powder in it, dried green mangoes, which is powdered, and it has roasted cumin and mint. So these are the base, and then of course you can add other things. Salt, of course, goes in it. So I love tamarind chutney, and that you know keeps for a long time in the refrigerator. But if I can get fresh mint chutney, which is mint and coriander chutney, that's even better. So that's my, you know, if I have to have one last snack before I leave this world, that would be it.
Oh, it sounds so good.
Thanks for listening. And my thanks to our guests, Jesse Sparks, Cheryl Day, Brian Hogan-Stewart, Eric Kim, Christina Cho, Roxana Julepot, Ali Slagle, Esther Choi, and Julie Sani for their genius snack recommendations. Huge thanks also to producer Amy Schuster and Crutch Phrase Studios for editing. If you have a favorite snack, I would always love to hear about it at genius@food52.com or just tag me on Instagram at McGlorious. And if you love listening to our show, please consider leaving us a 5-star rating and review. Talk to you next week.